Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf less than a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 50, talking about the earth. One may use earth on Shabbos for all his needs. Rav Yehuda said one may bring a basket full of earth into his house before the Shabbos and use it for all his needs for the purpose of covering filth or other things in the house. Marzutra expounded in the name of Marzutra Rabba, only if he allotted a certain corner to it, said the students before Rav Papa. With whom does this agree, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? For if with the rabbis an act is required, Rav Papa answered, you may even say with the rabbis. The rabbis ruled that an act is required only where an act is possible, but not where it is impossible. This brings to mind to me the idea that the whole earth is for our benefit. We are told in the Talmud to say, on the one hand, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, for my sake the whole world was created. On the other hand, to say that Ani Afar Ba'eif, for I am but dust and ashes, like Avram said and Moshe and Aaron said famously. But we have to realize that the whole earth was made by Hashem in His infinite kindness stated, in fact, from the beginning, Bereshis Hashanah, Bereshis creation, from the beginning of the whole world, it was made out of the kindness of Hashem's quote-unquote heart. Obviously, Hashem has no human qualities, but Hashem didn't have to make a world. Hashem could have existed by himself, but he decided to make a world, decided to make man, to toil in the world, and to bring Kiddush Hashem to Hashem, and to make the world into the best place possible. So Hashem made the earth for us to benefit. We have to benefit from everything Hashem made here, all the fruits, the delicious fruits and vegetables, and the clothing and the food. All the services, all the technology, everything Hashem made was for man. And we're supposed to take everything Hashem made and use it for the good, use it for the best, use it for mitzvahs and not, God forbid, for sins. Everything has inherent power. Everything has inherent ability to be used for good or for bad. And on Shabbos and throughout the week, we take things and we sanctify them. We take the mundane and we elevate it to the spiritual. We elevate it to the holy. That's the whole point of what we're here to do. We're supposed to benefit from everything in the world. The Gemara tells us after 120 years, besides for the four or six main questions we're asked, did we benefit from the world? Did we make use of from the world? Did we use what Hashem gave us? He gave us technology, he gave us smartphones, he gave us apps. What did you use it for? What did you do? Some of us can answer. Hopefully all of us can answer. We used it for Torah. We used it to spread wonderful messages out there. We used it to spread about Parsha and Daf and all the different things that we try to do here on our shows. But in general, all the wonderful Shiurim people do, the great things we do with smartphones, the great things we do with technology. Look what Zoom, Google Meet, was able to do in this current crisis. Amazing technology. We're able to use all the food on the earth. We're able to use all the clothing on the earth. We're able to help people out. We're supposed to be able to say and realize, Bishvili Nivra Olam, everything on this world was meant to be benefited for, and the good. We use everything for the good to make the world a better place. So how about those around us? So hopefully we could also answer after 120 years that we were able to benefit from the earth, use all the things on the earth to help out everyone around us for the best. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 51 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.